So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Expert of experts, Linda Kearns in the On Deck Circle. Henry, want to bet her favorite movie, and she'll give us the lines from Viva Las Vegas, probably. When Elvis says this, but then there was when Elvis said that. Yeah, I'm sure Elvis said a lot of meaningful lines in Viva Las Vegas. That's coming up. By the way, so I don't forget, because I think it's important. And I'll drill down on it more. J.D. Vance in Lehigh Valley today said this is going to be the best tax season ever, meaning big, beautiful bill kicks in. You don't have those tax on tips, overtime, somewhat on Social Security. That was a brilliant idea to give us something imminent. We'll be getting into tax season in weeks, and you're going to see that play out. That's the stuff we need. That's the stuff President Trump's got to say when he's on the stump and not blow past it and let's entertain people again with something else. Now, this is about drilling down on this. That's a good intermediate thing for the American people to see. Wow, look at this. It's so much better. We're going to be getting a tax refund slash not pay as much, no tax on tips, Social Security somewhat, and overtime. Perfect. All right, let's go to Linda, because they've lost their mind again here in Chester County. Now even the Inquirer is saying all kinds of people came forward. Two things, toxic workplace in the election office. Two, this is going to result, they thought, in 2024 with all that pressure in something disastrous. Instead, it came up in the last election, and we're now, what, 30, 40 days into knowledge of this, and what is the answer? Why did this happen? 40 days in. This is not the Kennedy investigation. Let's go to Linda Kearns here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda, thanks for coming on today. When you saw this story,
of course, Tom.
When you saw this, first of all, do you have any great Elvis lines from Viva Las Vegas?
Well, no, I heard you're asking about favorite movies, right?
Yeah, but the line that's the iconic line, and Henry came up with this, but the second place line in a great movie.
Well, okay, so, but I have a line from a movie that is actually related to this election debacle in Chester County. And my favorite movie that I've watched probably, I don't know, 50 or 100 times is Jaws. And, you know, when Chief Brody says, you're going to need a bigger boat,
right,
what that line basically means is, why did we come out on the ocean in this tiny fishing boat to get a shark that is bigger than our boat?
Yes.
And that's kind of like these Chester County people. Like, all of this was preventable. It was preventable in Jaws that 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 shark was going to knock that boat over. And what happened in Chester County, it was entirely preventable and predictable. And this article from the Inquirer is showing us the ongoing problems. And I agree with you. When I read these articles, I am so tired of hearing that these people are under threats, as if that is just like a blanket excuse to not do your job. And the article did a good job on reporting this, but they always have to just go back to that. And then it's because it sounds like they're blaming Republicans or they're blaming Trump.
Yeah. And again, you and I might agree. All right, 2024, a lot of pressure. We get it. But it's the off-year election. This ought to be the danger of the off-year election is you let your guard down. This ought to be an easy one. It's not as difficult to do. And they've put in election denialism again. Nothing to do with it. Stick to your headline, toxic workplace.
You're right. And you can never let your guard down. The reality is election administration is a lot of tedium. It's not exciting stuff.
Right.
But that's the job. That's the job. So if you sign on to that job, that's what you have to do. And the website says they hired this law firm, and it says they're going to pay this law firm up to $35,000. And I know what the law firm is going to come back and say. Nobody proofread these poll books. And that is completely, it's just unfathomable to me that no one peeked in any of these poll books and did any type of spot check to make sure they're correct. Those county boards are responsible. Even if you have a printer, you know, if you give it to an outside printer, they're still responsible for making sure that it's right. So this was entirely preventable. And want to know what I want to know, Dom? Where's Al Schmidt? I mean, I realize that our Secretary of State, by Constitution, doesn't have a lot of, like, direct power. But why isn't he there in Chester County saying, look, we got to get to the bottom of this, because if we're coming into these elections that are very important, a governor election, I mean, every election is important, but the governor election, the presidential election, 28, all eyes are going to be on Pennsylvania. Why isn't he there in Chester County saying, what happened? How can I help? Clearly, you need more training. This is what, you know, this is what these other counties are doing. You should be doing it. Imagine if we had somebody like Tom Homan as our Secretary of State. You think he would just be silent on this?
Or Linda, you know, or Linda Kearns. Yeah, that's who I want. But Linda, you know, I have a good off-the-air relationship with him, and he comes on. But recently, it's been full of static. He won't answer on this, and I'm not sure why. And the thing I'm looking at, the big elections are going to be those four congressional seats, because they will determine potentially who runs the House of Representatives, which determines history.
Oh, we are headed into a tough year in Pennsylvania. Absolutely. And you know, these problems at these elections office, they're not isolated to Chester County. This happens in Chester County. This was a big one, but this happens and it needs to stop. And there are some counties that get it right. So why can't somebody like Schmidt come in and say, look, here's the policies and the procedures and the process controls that work. And maybe this law firm is going to come back with some recommendations, but I could probably write it. I think you said earlier in the show, we could probably solve this for them in 10 minutes. This was a predictable problem, and it's a disgrace. And where are the local legislators who represent that district? Because they should be worried the next time they're on the ballot.
They ought to be making more noise about it, as you and I are, which is this smells of cover-up and a dump on maybe Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or something like that. Where are the people in Chester County? Linda, that's my contribution, my narrative. They've gone ideological, the four counties around Philadelphia, but they used to be recognized as competent versus the city. I think Sherelle Parker is as competent or better than any of these commissioners out there. They're not competent. When you have a guy escape from prison by crab walking for 2 weeks, and then you have stuff like this, it's an affluent county, too. They have the resources.
And I've been on your show talking about this before, and a lot of your listeners contacted me, but ultimately their provisional ballot was counted because I was looking for, in order to file a lawsuit and say that someone's constitutional rights were violated, I needed people who were denied the right to vote. So that's what Chester County's saying. They're saying, well, we gave them all provisional ballots, so they ultimately voted. But what I had read and what I had heard was that they were a little lax on counting the provisional ballots. In other words, they knew they screwed up. So when they were looking at these provisional ballots, no one was really challenging them. That's not good precedent to set either. There's supposed to be specific safeguards regarding provisional ballots. And the stories the voters were telling me is that none of the election workers really even knew how to give them out, what to do, you know, where to sign. And that also shows a severe lack of training of the workers who are in the polling place. So I hope that they get their act together. I would like to see Al Schmidt way more involved, way more, you know, talking about this. Our state GOP chair, rather than just say, yeah, this shouldn't have happened. I mean, they should be there. Drive out to Chester County and demand that these people talk to you and find out why this happened. Because if you push them and push them, then they're going to say, look, if just to get these people off our back, maybe we'll do it right. And that's just not happening. And that's an absolute disgrace. And the fact that the taxpayers have to pay for this, that's another disgrace out there.
Now, I want to know here, Henry, that Linda Kearns is not going to come after Newman Price Waterhouse on our election setup here, the great callers. She's not going to sniff out some bot still or something like that. We've taken every precaution. I would like to get the Kearns stamp of approval. That's better than the housekeeping seal of approval.
Dom, sorry. After you fixed the Sinatra versus Elvis debate, I have no faith whatsoever in your ability to administer any type of election. So I'm already saying that it's fixed. That's my prediction.
Oh,
I don't have to look at anything.
Election denialism. Yeah, that's what she is.
Linda, we have a better setup here than Chester County.
I will give you that because I work with you guys. I work with the producers and it's you guys check and you double check and you know, you do your jobs. You're attentive to your jobs. You're attentive to detail.
Oh, come on now. They're in the producer's lounge with their feet up half the time. You know, they're eating cake in here. Who has cake and didn't bring it to me? Isn't that the first rule, Linda, of talk radio? You bring cake to the host.
This isn't quite cake.
Where's the cake from? What is it?
It's stuffing.
Oh, well, I don't want any stuffing.
Yeah, I figured
look at
you
this. They're going to fall asleep by the third hour today. All right.
But the point is, Dom, you have a staff that has attention to detail. Chester County doesn't. It's a disgrace. And I would like to look, I'm a private lawyer. No one has hired me for this. I don't represent the RNC now. I don't represent a campaign. So this is Al Schmidt, the local legislature, the chair of the GOP. I mean, even the RNC should come in and say, wow, we're going to have a problem if this doesn't get solved.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like to see the people who are responsible to really get in there and ask questions.
Are you on tomorrow, Linda, with Dawn?
I am on with Dawn, and Greg has me filling in a little bit over the Christmas holidays. So I have to be nice to all the producers because I'm not sure which one is going to be assigned to me. So I can't make fun of any producers just in case so that they're nice to me when they're producing.
They're always nice here.
That Matt guy in the afternoon is substandard, Linda. I'm just saying. He's horrible.
That Harvard slug.
He's from Harvard. How are we going to trust that? Come on.
Well, I've had to pull back on my little crush on Matt because I think that Justin, who's Zioli's other producer, is going to be my producer. So I have to be careful and be very nice to Justin now. So it's all a political game just to make sure they don't make me look like a fool on the air.
All right. We'll hear you tomorrow with Dawn. And Linda, where do we follow you on Twitter?
Oh, sure. Linda Kearns Law. I'm not, you know, Twitter, I'm sorry. It's just such a cesspool. I don't look at it that often. I probably should. But I do thank your listeners for so many who reached out to me about what happened in Chester County. I do post on my Twitter, Linda Kearns Law, when I need your listeners to do something for me or send me information. So I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Linda. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Linda Kearns here on Talk Radio 1210. Now, I just wanted to make that point with J.D. Vance. He did talk about, and he put it beautifully as, you know, I'm probably talking into space. Trump's not going to do it no matter what. Well, you know, Dom, come on. Trump's the one that got elected. It's not about him getting elected this time. It's about getting other people elected. You're happy with that? I'd like to put the two of them up there, the Pocono performance versus what Vance did today. And Vance raised a really good area. And that is, you're going to see it in tax season. He didn't say April. Too long out there. He said tax season. Everybody knows that clock starts ticking, right? as we get the, you know, how much you made this year. You start getting it in the mail maybe next week. And then we start to look toward January and people start, I don't want to do the taxes till the last minute. But they're going to be good because of the fact no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax, the tax cut back in, restored, etc. That is where Republicans short term ought to be making this part of their message. And President Trump should be doing it. Don't just say in big, big, beautiful, but couch it. I think Vance had it right today. Say the same word. Say them over and over and over again. Put the surrogates out there. Tax season, you're going to see. And tax season will be here. Then you can say, you're seeing. Bring out thousands of people over the country who are thrilled. Emote over what they're getting back, what's happened with this. It's a good jump start before we actually see the economy improve in the way that we think it's going to improve. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, George is a great friend who sends me a lot of stuff. I don't know if he got it right or not, Henry, because he sends me the line from one of my favorite films, Cool Hand Luke, because I think I can do the boredom. What we got here is a failure to communicate. You run once, you're going to get one set of chains. And he goes on, you're not going to run a third time. All right. He doesn't give me the line, though, from Cool Hand Luke. And I got to think myself that would sort of rival it. That guy's great when he does it. It's long. You know, he's got that stutter that he does.
I'm familiar with the scene. I haven't seen the whole movie.
Yeah. There are three lines in maybe Cool Hand Luke, I think, that could work. That's what we're looking for, not the iconic line. You can give that to show the contrast. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just hit us, pound 1210. Kirk, reporting for duty, and I know the struggle.
Yeah.
You've been circling a parking lot like a stalker for the last half hour, right?
Yeah, parking lots, plural, like for like at least 2-3 block radius. So I'm like way, way out of here.
He's by my apartment building, the way he was describing it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's nuts. All right, so, so I'm here.
Do you have a film with an iconic line, but you have one in the film that rivals it? That's what we're looking for.
I can't think of anything right at the moment.
Okay,
but I can,
all right.
I can
give us, yeah. A little bit harder today.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's working so far. I see some great ones on Twitter, so you can rival it. Just think of a film. If the film is really good, that you really like it, there's got to be not just one line in there. There's got to be a couple. Give me that second one. You know, everybody will know the first, I think, when you say the film. The Godfathers are replete. There's 7 or 8. Probably Godfather. Godfather 2, I'm not sure. Godfather 3 has 2 lines in there. It's amazing that are in the top 10 of Godfather, as wretched as the film is. I mean, I would consider Criminal Charges in Dom's world for Godfather 3. Whenever you take a franchise like that, all right, it drifts. The third one's going to drift. We get it. It can't sink, though. And the premise wasn't so bad. The corruption inside the Vatican, smoking priests constantly. That's good. But just brutal. The actors, they didn't capture. They just did not capture anything.
I know people get upset that Sofia Coppola was, you know, cast.
Obvious, like, they're gone. Yeah, this is the last payday. Put her in there. Let's do it. All righty, 855-839-1210. You'll get in. How well is marijuana legalization doing in New Jersey? We're going to talk with a guy who knows, Assemblyman, coming up at 1:30. I'm intrigued by it because the president's saying, and I think this is a play for the midterms, yesterday, we're thinking of taking it off Schedule 1, taking it off the harder drugs. I'm on board with that. But will that get anybody roused and go, wow, all right, now we can vote for this guy? Will it create anything going toward the midterms? Really like what J.D. Vance did today, particularly saying, you're going to see in tax season. Notice what he's saying. He didn't say when everything's said and done in April. Nope, nope, nope. That means January, you're going to start to see it for some people, and we're going to build up. That's something to build on. What are Democrats going to say? But whatever they ever said about why they're against no tax on tips, why? Let's have that debate with them. Let's have the media ask that. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, I think people are getting what we're doing with the side question today. Guy Shiraki, Guy says, yeah, if you build it, they will come is the line, but maybe a better line. Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great pretty good stuff. Example. That is a very good one. And I could agree, I think it's with Head of Lettuce, that people think leave the gun, take the cannolis. Is it cannoli or cannolis? I say cannolis, but I might be wrong.
I always thought it was just cannoli.
Yeah, as a general term. Yeah. You broke my heart. You broke my heart. There's no way out of here. I got to get you back to Nevada to kill you. Oh, God. When he blurts out, well, Johnny Ola.
Johnny Ola.
All right, Henry, we do have, where's our election sounder? We do have an update on the voting, though.
And yeah, it has been fierce. Sounder. Okay, yeah. Oh, my gosh, the voting right out the gates. Yeah, it looks like we got some barn burners on our hands. Yeah, neck and neck in the Upper Darby region are Drew and Zenos of Upper Darby.
Okay.
Robert going out to an early lead on Gary in Newtown. So all Gary supporters, he needs your help. In the Joe region, another big lead mounting by Joe of Columbus over Joe of Exton. So, Joe of Exton fans, need you hitting friendsof1210.com and voting for Joe of Exton if you want to see him go through. And then, finally, down low in the old school, new school region, it's the new school. David in Lexington also mounting a big lead over Earl of Tacone. So,
for the Earl of Tacone.
Interesting results. Yeah, interesting results
this far. You know those southern states, you can't trust anything coming out of them. David in Lexington, he was gung-ho to be in this.
Oh, yeah. He's telling all of North Charlie to vote for
him. That's exactly what's right. The North Charlie vote, I don't trust there after being to Charleston. All right, 855-839-1210. We still don't have any more on the suspect in the Brown shooting. And I'll play you a little bit later in the show one of the best analyses of why it could be somebody trying to hit a conservative. There's some indication of that. And just, do they shock us how incompetent the Providence police are, how incompetent Brown is with 800 cameras on campus? This is the best they have. They have a new photo of the alleged shooter. This is not the type of thing that we usually see. This is a guy who wanted to get away. So we'll see how that plays out. Let's see. Kirk, is that yours? Star Wars?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's yours again? What's the line from Star Wars? I am your father?
Yeah. It's,
okay.
It's from
Yoda. When he's with Luke
right.
In that swamp. And Luke, basically, our premise is Luke is basically frustrated.
Right.
And he says, do. I'm not going to do the voice.
Oh, come on.
Do or not. There is no try.
All right. So you think that's the second big line there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's great.
That is a good one.
Yep.
Matthew in Yardley on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Matthew, welcome in. Matthew? All right, thank you, Matthew. Robert and Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom Henry, good to talk to you guys. That is going to be a hard call to follow, Dom. first, I have a question. How do you vote again?
Yeah, go ahead, Henry. How do you vote again?
Yeah, so just head towards friendsof1210.com, find the Dom Giordano tab. It'll be under there. You could also go to Dom's Twitter. His pinned tweet has the link embedded within it. So okay, at Dom Show 1210.
Yeah, Dom Show 1210. Yep, send everybody there. We want a massive vote on this. Yep.
Okay, I'm tending to agree with Scott from Mount Laurel on the results of the legalizing smoke weed everywhere. Also, if Gary beats me, he's paying for breakfast next time. And I just wanted to let you know, I know you might get tired of hearing it about the midterms and whatnot, but if the trends keep going, there's a lot of good numbers coming out, but the one that I'm watching is the wage growth outpacing inflation. And it's happened for 5 months now for the first time in 4 years. If that continues into next year, people will not be complaining about prices at the grocery store.
Wait a minute. All right, we got to have a bet on that. Much mm-hmm. as I'm rationally agreeing with you, isn't that what it's all about? If you're making more versus inflation, I don't think that works as well, Robert. People are not calculating quite as much as those grocery store prices. That's sadly, I don't see, and I like a tremendous amount of what Vance did today, which is you're going to see in tax season, which starts in January. I love that.
Well, I would submit that you're looking at it now, and I'm seeing the same thing you are, but I'm almost promising you that if this current trend continues, people will be starting to harp about home prices and big-ticket items because I believe the grocery store problem will be largely solved. Now, I shop for myself all the time. Some things have gone down a little bit, like the ones that they made a big issue about. Some things have gone up a little bit, but the rise in prices has flatlined, okay?
Okay, well, look, that's the most stubborn to me and the most visible is the grocery store. If we can accomplish that, the only other bridge I'm worried about there is the healthcare thing.
Yeah. Well, Dom, do GOP voters get motivated by the healthcare issue?
No.
And one more thing, while I agree with you that healthcare is not a commodity, healthcare insurance is a commodity. And I think we ought to start looking at, instead of paying all of people's medical expenses, giving them the money to get their own insurance. I mean, that would seem like it would be a lot less expensive, lot less intrusive by the government. But okay. I don't want to go on too long.
I'll tell you this, Robert. Now. If I were running for office, I'll tell you straight up, I am going to make healthcare an emotional issue. I'm going to appeal to your emotion. They're not going to nail me on the emotion. I would not going to lose on the emotion. Even if I have to say gibberish, I'm not going to be buried by the emotion thing. And that's what I worry about. That's what they do.
Dom, that is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. And just keep looking at the numbers and stop listening to the hysteria. And even if you don't see I'm right, at least you won't let the hysteria bother you as much. But
okay, gotcha. What's your side?
The movie I'm going to is Shawshank Redemption. Now, I know that there's a couple lines in there that you like. Well, not after breakfast, not later, now. Or, what say you, fussy britches, okay? Those were great lines. But the one that really nailed it for me was Morgan Freeman's line at the end where he says, some birds were not meant to be caged. Their feathers are just too bright.
Great line.
I'll leave it there.
Thank you very much, guys.
There's
a reason that film's on all the time. All right, we're going to talk with a state representative who vouched for by our own Dawn Fantasia. It's got a handle on, yeah, I'm working on the pronunciation here.
Inganamort. There we go.
All right, Mike Inganamort. I'm sure he's got some way, clever way, these guys always do of remembering it. It sounds like this. I bet he does. And we'll find out his take. Is marijuana legalization a success in New Jersey since the president's talking about it? I just think a brilliant segment coming up. But okay, we'll see. It's all on me. Tom Giordano Show.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Tom Giordano Show. This show is deep in all of our friends out there. So we were searching around yesterday. Who could give us something cogent on? Is New Jersey a success? Scott of Mount Laurel, when it comes to legalized marijuana, said no. You smell it all over the place. That's one metric. But Dawn Fantasia tells Henry, State Assemblyman Mike Inganamort, has a cogent answer on this. Assemblyman, welcome to the show. And are you one of those guys that tell us how to pronounce with some little, you know, thing that you've come up with, or do we just have to do it phonetically?
Well, thanks for having me on. You're going to have to do it phonetically. I mean, anything it rhymes with is not anything I want to say. So let's just stick to Enganimore.
Enganimore. If you say it quickly, that's usually my thing. You get it right once, and there then we go. Just say Mike. So, Dawn.
You say it enough times, it works. Go ahead.
Assemblyman, we had this question due to the president. I support him in this. I don't think marijuana should be in Schedule 1. What would be the repercussion if it's taken out of that serious drug class?
Well, it's not an easy question, and it's certainly not an easy answer, because we are still finding our way through on legal weed in the state of New Jersey and across the country. You asked at the top of your segment, is it a success in New Jersey or not? Depends how you define success. Is it making a lot of money? Well, sure, it's about a $1 billion business in New Jersey in calendar year 2024. So by that metric, it's a success. Is it, you know, getting rid of the illegal market? No, it's not, because legal weed in New Jersey is among the most expensive in the entire country. So the black market is able to undersell, and they're not going away. So has it succeeded there? No, it has not. I think the more important question than either of those, however, is it making New Jerseyans any healthier? I think the answer is no. I think the answer is no, because what's happening, it is happening in New Jersey, it's happening in all 50 states where weed is sold, at least legally. What is being advertised is not always what is being sold. That is true of the THC in the legal weed, and it's true of the various contaminants. So we are still finding our way through this. I don't think this market has matured enough. I don't think it's settled yet. I got to say, I disagree with the president on this. I don't think we should reschedule, at least not yet.
Why? What is the – well, first of all, let me make the argument on the other side. For years in talk radio, I was a former high school teacher, Mike, and I saw one effect of it subtle. I had kids when they were freshmen, they were in academic. By sophomore, the heavy smokers were the dregs of the school. So I've seen that, but adults in Jersey wanted this, voted for it. I like the referendum. I like when that happens. And they made that judgment. So why would we now be reining on this and keeping it with heroin and LSD? Why? What's the upside?
Well, I hear you, and I like this back and forth. I don't think we necessarily are reining on it, because, look, the legal cannabis market is working in the state of New Jersey, at least in terms of, the profit side of things. So I don't think, you know, descheduling is necessary. It is already legal in the state of New Jersey, and the industry is still maturing, and it hasn't settled yet, as I said. But I think the part that we really need to focus on is that the regulatory structure around legal cannabis, that hasn't settled either. What do I mean by that? The products that are sold on store shelves, an independent test found that about 30% of the stuff failed basic tests for safety. Microbes, bacteria, bugs, insects. And just as, if not more important, it had the wrong THC levels in the products that were sold. I'm talking about the pre-rolled cannabis items. We would not tolerate incorrect labeling in a bottle of aspirin or Advil or Motrin, and we shouldn't tolerate it in legal cannabis. And so we really need to think through the regulatory structure that is going to guide this part of the consumer market. It's just not there yet.
I hear you. The very people, usually on the left, Phil Murphy and the whole gang, they would go nuts on some other product. But on this, because they want it to be out there, let's look the other way. So that is a fair point. Do we know the figures in 2025? Is it dipping, or are they selling at the end like $1 billion of stuff that we hear, Mike? What do you think?
Yeah, it's right on track. It's going to be another $1 billion year, if I had to guess. It's big business. I won't deny that. There's a lot of money to be made in the legal cannabis space. Still just as much money to be made in the illegal cannabis space, as far as I'm concerned, because we haven't eliminated that market. Legalizing cannabis didn't get the job done. And by the way, you know, to your earlier point, yes, this was a referendum to the people in New Jersey. The people in New Jersey voted to legalize it. Gosh, I wasn't crazy about that ballot question, because I don't think the question should have been legalization. I think it should have been decriminalization. There's a difference between the two. Had we decriminalized cannabis, treated it as a slap in the wrist, a parking ticket, not a big deal, that's one thing. But to go all in on legalization, what I feared has come to pass. Governor Murphy made this basically one of the three legs of his stool of economic development in the state of New Jersey. I like to say that this governor's economic development plan for New Jersey has been film credits, legal weed, and betting on the Eagles. And that has not done us very good over 8 years.
So, hey, Dan Fantasia.
For that reason, among others.
Yeah, we love Dan Fantasia. You don't fall far from the tree. That's perfect. But notice, not big on the dentistry with Phil Murphy. I'll say that. So let's talk about, do we have any statistics? Because that was the one objection I had, the experts we had on, around driving in this and detecting it. And then in the workplace, what happens stays in your system 30 days. How about those things? How have they worked out? Any data on that?
You know, the data is still coming online in New Jersey. And so we got to look to some of the other states, right? We were not the first on this. And I think that's a good thing, by the way. Other states like Colorado, for example, have. What has Colorado seen? A dramatic increase in the number of cases of driving under the influence. So Colorado's rethinking this. They're rethinking the regulatory, you know, infrastructure around this. How do you test a police officer who smokes a legal joint on a Saturday and goes to work on a Monday, and that's still in his system? God forbid he or she's involved in a serious matter, discharges a firearm. You get into some real thick legal issues real quick.
Well, wait a minute. Can the cops smoke in Jersey?
Well, no. The cops should not be smoking in New Jersey because you cannot test for this, a day or two later.
Right.
It's going to be a problem. So these are the sorts of things. You know, firefighters, EMTs, teachers for that matter, this stuff stays with you for a long time. It's not like hitting a bottle of booze on a Saturday night. You have a hangover, you're back at it. Cannabis stays in your system far too long.
Well, what I was asking, are there classes of people who, even though it's legalized, cannot smoke legally?
Well, police officers among them.
Okay, teachers can.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah.
Mike, while I have you here, we're seeing the, sad to say, the Chitterelli campaign I thought was great. We're seeing Mikey Sherrill, this attorney general, and you might know more than we do. Two things about her. I see in the opening statement, she's going to ensure affordability. I've never heard an attorney general say that, which tells me they're going to threaten criminally, I guess, in some way, shape, or form, or be suing anybody they think is, quote, gouging or something like that to meet their mandate of affordability.
Did you just say ensure affordability?
Yes, that's what she said.
That reminds me of, you've heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morality improves. I mean, to force affordability, I don't see how the government is going to make that happen. I think our governor-elect has tied herself in knots on this issue. I don't see how she's going to untie herself, frankly. Listen, we know the way to bring down costs in the state of New Jersey. How about you lower our highest in the country total tax burden?
Mm-hmm.
Personal, property, business taxes, all at the tippy top of the list. That is choking off small businesses, medium, large-sized businesses, families, individuals, you name it. That's our way out of this affordability nightmare we're facing in the state of New Jersey. And unfortunately, our governor-elect just doesn't see it that way.
What's the update in this lame duck session, if you'll call it that, end of the year with the sales tax? They want to push that to 7, we hear. She won't have fingerprints on it, even though she will, in my view.
Yeah, you know, we are waiting for the Democratic leadership down in Trenton to come clean on this one. They've been conspicuously silent. Might that sales tax go up or not? They won't say. But you know what's happening at the same time, which is just as troubling as far as I'm concerned? They're looking to bring this Climate Superfund Act line. Give that a Google, you and your listeners, which would basically retroactively penalize employers in the state of New Jersey who are already paying the highest business taxes in all of America, make them pay even more if they're a fossil fuel company. So whether it's the potential of a sales tax increase, the likelihood of what's called the Climate Superfund tax, or other personal corporate business taxes, everything is going in one direction. It's all seemed to be going up.
Well, Assemblyman, thank you so much. A couple things. Sussex County is part of where you represent. Where else?
Sussex, Morris, and Warren counties in the northwest corner of the state of New Jersey.
Well, thank you for being on board. We'll call upon you again. And where do we follow you on Twitter or your website? Where do we go, Mike?
You got it. You can get me at Mike in Ganimort. If you can say it, you can spell it. Find me on X, Facebook, and Instagram.
Thank you. Merry Christmas if we don't speak again in the future, but please keep us in your loop. Thank you, Mike, very much.
You got it. Merry Christmas. Thanks.
Merry Christmas. All right, Henry, I knew it was a good idea, the marijuana thing. We got another new guy to put in there. Thank you, Dawn, Dawn Fantasia, for recommending. What is it with the names? Dawn Fantasia in Ganimore.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I saw it. I thought this guy was Islamic or something when I saw it this morning quickly. I didn't know what it was. All right.
Like, is it Henry Sneeze on the keyboard?
Yeah, there we go. It's a lot of letters in there, and Morts and on Ganimore. In Ganimore. All right. It's not as hard as some. All right.
Just a lot of letters.
And I have a thing. I told you that kid, he was pitching, got three pitches in the league DJ and I were doing, and he corrected us loudly on his last name. Next! I get five pitches. No, you don't. We're not picking you. I can throw 90. Yeah, you got to throw 95.
I mean, that used to bug the hell out of me, too, so yeah. I get it.
What, Machette? They couldn't pronounce it?
Yeah. Mash it. And it's like, no.
Oh, so you corrected the guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, first days of school.
Oh, well, there. But if you're,
summer camp,
if you're a pitcher,
at a tryout.
Don't correct. Come
no.
On,
no, you're, if I, if okay, well, I'm going to show you what I'm about, and it starts right, with what my
you.
Name is.
We're not picking you then. If you loudly correct.
My name is my name.
Henry's on fire. Whoa.
All right.
I'm quoting Omar from The Wire.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right.
Oh, no, sorry. Excuse me. I'm not Omar.
Okay. Yeah, there.
Why am I blanking?
Got that right.
Marlo Stanford.
Marlo said that, yeah. And when he saw the blood, he said, uh-oh, I'm not Marlo anymore, when they got him on the corner. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in any film. Give us the line. Great ones on Twitter. We'd love to hear yours. The iconic line and the line you think that's almost equal or even better. It should get the marquee. That's what we're looking for. All right, you heard what he said, too, on the marijuana thing. I'm in favor of the president taking it out of Schedule 1. Is that a ploy for the midterms? I'm fine with that, too, if that's what he's up to. Is it a success in New Jersey? You heard the evidence on the other side, okay? The up and down of this. The illicit market, is it? Yeah, we know why they charge more. The taxation rate and everything else. They're not business people with this. Could you limit the illicit market? If you came down in price, yeah, probably. I think it's got to be price-driven. 855. And you still can't grow it at home. I think in some states you can. I mean, Jersey, you knew they would have to go with that. We're not, it's state-driven. The worst thing that came out of this was what happened in places like Ocean City and all that with wild kids. You know that trail. I'm not going to go. How it developed from Phil Murphy and what he did with this. Just think about it, too. It's not too many more weeks we're going to have Phil Murphy to kick around. What is the worst of Phil Murphy? What has been the worst thing that he does? Because he is, on the surface, pleasant enough. Now, his wife has been one of the worst, the climate stuff. Is it the hairdo? Is that what got us the most? Is it the pizza eating? All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. First, though, let me remind you that you can actually feel merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue. That feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. So this season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big. Step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 78% off this holiday season.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Henry, let's give a little update. Then we have Greg Rothman, and we'll take some more calls. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up for a great prize. Is it what I think it is from yesterday?
No.
Joe Conklin. Yeah. Yeah, the City Rhythm Orchestra. Okay. Let's go through the big races here. We have So we have four races.
Four races here, four different pods. About 2 hours into the voting here, Drew of Upper Darby has taken the slight lead over Xenos in the Upper Darby region there.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of a shocker. Robert and Ben Salem is, however, pulling away from Gary. I mean, Gary, I thought you'd have a little more fight than this, but I mean, this is getting tough to watch. It's getting late fast for Gary, and I could say the same about Joe of Exton. He's putting up a little bit of a better fight than Gary is, but Joe of Columbus definitely has the commanding lead, as does David in Lexington, South Carolina versus the Earl of Tacony. Plenty of time left. I mean, we're keeping voting open until beginning of show Friday.
Right.
So you got plenty of time to swing these votes, but that's how it's looking right now, 2 hours in.
All right, so Greg Rothman is the state senator. He's the head of the Republicans in Pennsylvania. You want to get his take on affordability? And I'm looking at this. It's hard to believe. There is a House hearing going on as we speak on the high cost of youth sports. So we're really drilling down here on affordability. And it's up 46% since 2019, Biden, et cetera. But Greg is a big PIAA guy. I think he's still the head guy or on the board.
Oh,
of
really?
Yeah, but he was. So I think he is.
Oh, that's cool.
And we've talked about him about the trans issue before, which I'll ask again in sports in Pennsylvania. He's a go-to guy, particularly on Josh Shapiro, the governor's race. But the future of the country comes through Pennsylvania. We have four major congressional races. If you lose all four, which is possible, or we could win all four, that will determine who runs the House. And you know what happens if they run the House. So I got a lot to talk with him about. We got Dom's Money Melody for a great prize. We'll keep you updated. You can vote on the caller of the year. And I'm looking at this survey, NBC, who are they kidding? They say 82% of people are satisfied with their health care coverage. You know what the play is here. Yeah, and Republicans are going to tank it for them by not going with Obamacare. You see where this is going? 82% satisfied now. They won't be because of Republicans. That's what the media, that's what the play is already. All that in the big 2 o'clock hour.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.